Now, if there's one sentence you don't get to ask much, it's, hey, are you going to the feminist clown posse showcase this weekend? Yeah, it's not a combo of words one gets to say much. Fortunately, right now you can. I am very, very excited to have on the line with me right now a very, very special, special character. I have Tess Waters of the Feminist Clown Posse on the line. Good morning, Tess.
Morena, how you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. It's very cloudy here in Littleton this morning. I'm sort of sitting up in the clouds, but feeling good.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking out my window right now. I can't see much at all.
Yeah.
Now, tell me, you've probably been pretty busy recently.
We have. You know, it's actually opening night tonight. So.
Oh my God, is it?
Yeah, it's a big old day today. Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, first of all, congratulations for getting to this point. But I know there will inevitably be some people listening right now going, what the hell is a feminist clown posse? So
hey.
Please
name,
indulge us. Tell me, so what is it?
What is that? What is going on in Littleton? Feminist Clown Posse is a performance group. It's a workshop that I run every Wednesday. It's a group of 20-plus clowns, people from all around Otatahi. We get together and I teach the art form of clown, which is sort of comedy, physical comedy, finding your silliness, finding your joy. And we take a sort of a feminist lens to it. So the class is for all bodies, and it's really around just finding your taking up space, being loud, being naughty, being silly, finding your own special flavour of kind of madness.
Love it. And I think that's a great term in of itself, your flavour of madness. Everyone should have
I know,
one.
Right?
Now,
I think that word is often, you know, used against many people, like crazy or mad or hysterical. And so it's about sort of re-owning that and being like, well, actually, there might be some really good ideas right there in that feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, tell me, now, the whole kind of feminist aspect and the physical comedy aspect, do they marry quite easily?
Well, I think it's they can kind of walk alongside them at one point, really.
It's about,
and I think quite complimentary, because when you think about, so physical comedy, it's you imagine you might think of, say, Mr. Bean, right? Or Saunders, or, you know, someone who's falling over lots, or, you know, being big and boisterous. Bette Midler might be another one you think of, a really physical performer, you know? And the principles of, well, one of the principles of feminism is around taking up space and sort of not adhering to the kind of patriarchal view of what your body should do in the world, you know, how much space it should take up, or how loud it should be, or how big it should be, or how big it should be, or how non-binary it should be, you know, like, and so it actually plays really well alongside one another, because you're sort of not only just using your body to make someone laugh and be big and boisterous, but you're also kind of just unpacking those restrictions that have been put on you by society as well. So it's quite an uplifting class as well.
Yeah, I know. I can totally believe that. I mean, so much of kind of historical behaviour towards women is sit down and shut up and be quiet and all that. And physical comedy is the exact opposite of that.
Yeah, and I would say, like, it's a space for, like, it's not all women. Like, it's, I think the word feminist often does make you think, oh, it's a women's thing. But actually, feminism is for everyone. And so we've got some beautiful non-binary people in our space, and we've worked with trans people before and queer people. So it's really kind of taken that intersectional feminist lens, I guess, which means looking at equality for everyone, not just for one particular group of people. But, it is. It's a really kind of liberating space, I think, is the... And it's an exciting, because it kind of makes you, when you step into that space with your body and you kind of learn to kind of go, like, shake off those expectations or those preconceptions of what you can do, you can start imagining the world in a different way, and maybe imagining other solutions of how we could maybe live.
Yeah, I can imagine that. And it should be mentioned, the only rule is you can have a dick, just don't be a dick.
I think it's a good philosophy for life.
Right? I think it's fantastic.
all are welcome, you know, just don't be a dick.
So I just love the sound of this. For audiences going, what can they expect?
I love this question. It's going to, I think when you're going to laugh, you're definitely going to have a really big belly laugh. There's going to be some ultimate failures and you're going to be like, oh, that was painful failure. And then you're going to laugh. And you're going to laugh from places that you didn't really understand where the laugh is coming from. Like there'll be things that you're like, why am I laughing at this thing?
Right.
I don't understand. But it will just sort of come from deep inside. And that's what clown does. It sort of surprises you.
Oh, I'm so excited.
But it's a big sketch show as well. So
yeah.
Like lots of different characters. We've sort of taken a bit of a Vegas theme for the magicians and gymnasts. We've got a Cirque du Silly act, and we've got some really amazing / terrible magicians and the lion tamer and some singing divas. And so yeah, it's a really fun, lively, colourful show as well.
Holy moly. Now, how many nights is this on?
We're one night only. It's the first, I know, and we're sold out. We actually sold out and added more seats and then sold out again. So I feel a little bit disingenuous coming on the radio. But it's part of Littleton Arts Festival, which is going right through to the end of next week. So there's lots of other stuff to happen. There's lots of other clowns, there's circus stuff, there's family stuff, there's workshop, there's music, there's Shakespeare. And I'm hosting another event on the 20th of July called Omega Cabaret, and that will have a huge lineup of amazing. A bunch of the feminist clowns will be in that as well as incredible drag performers and a roller skating violinist, and that's a really wild, fun late night cabaret as well.
Oh my God, this sounds brilliant. But this is a great litmus test. Like, it means you can do this heaps.
Yeah, well, we're hoping, like, this is our first show. You know, we did I've been training for a long time, and I've done lots of shows as a solo performer, but this is the first time the group is doing a show. So we'll be doing another show at the end of the year, and we'll try and do a couple of nights. But I think, yeah, we absolutely could have. I've got a big wait list of people who wanted to come along. So it's exciting. It was a bit of an experiment in a way, just to sort of see who might be interested. And we've just had the most incredible response, and just lots of people want to know what we're up to.
Oh, that is so, so good. I hope to see the words feminist clown posse just on posters, you know, all the time. I can't wait.
It's sort of positively proactive, provocative, right? Like, it's like, what is happening there?
Now, I've got to ask, where did the idea come from?
It came from, so I've been a performer for 20 plus years and pretty much, you know, I was touring the world for a good 10 years of that as a clown, as a comedy performer. And it's not clown in the sense of, like, red nose and big shoes. And that
Scary
clown. It's more just, like, Mr. Bean is a great example of a beautiful clown. Or Dawn, you know, they're very clowny. Most of the training around the world is taught by sort of older, white, European straight men. You know? So there's Jacques Lecoq, and there's a number of really amazing clowns to teach all around the world. But it's all pretty predominantly... you know, middle-aged white European dudes.
Yeah, right.
And so with that, you get a certain viewpoint, right? You get a certain view of what, you know, certain bodies can do, what women can do. There's certainly not a lot of space for queer or trans people in that space either. And it often, and I loved it. Like, I loved what I got out of that space. But I just started seeing this. Sort of, I was really just been like, well, there's always a bit of a restriction on what I was able to do and what I could see other people being allowed to do as a clown, you know? And I was like, nah, I think we can subvert that. And I think the form is really interesting. It's all about really being yourself and really tuning into your own silliness, which is, and I think silliness is that naughty, that disruptive part of ourselves. It's a bit anti-establishment. You know, it's a bit sort of, it's positive protest. Like, it's how we kind of break out of this sort of norm of the way that, you know, the world is sort of set up to work in a way. So I just thought, let's try a feminist lens to it. And it's just flown. It's been amazing.
Oh, I bloody love this. This is so, so cool. What's really great about it as well is you look at the image, the big, beautiful image of the feminist clown posse, and I recognize heaps of the faces.
Oh, that's cool. I love it.
People I have had on this show. And and I mean, that's the great thing about it. It's like people we know, people in our lives, they can be part. Yeah, they can be feminist clowns, you know?
You might have one in your house right now.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. There could be one in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Now, I know you mentioned it's not, you know, clowns in the sense of big red nose and giant shoes. But tell me, do you have a clown costume at home?
Oh yeah, when I perform, I'm sort of like a bit of a combo of like Mr. Bean and Diana Ross. So I kind of go full sequence. I'm like a Liberace fan, so I go. Like I said, like if you're going to do showbiz, let's get the sequins out and let's go big.
Absolutely.
So I've got an amazing sort of catalogue of the costumes that I've worn over the years. And some of them you'll see in the show, actually. Some of the clowns have taken them on. And the costumes are going to be really fun tonight. So the clowns have all made their own stuff. And everyone's got a headpiece because of Vegas shows. So everyone's got an amazing Vegas, headpiece for the opening number. And it's
brilliant.
Even that alone is like it's such a crack up just watching what has come out of people's brains just from that perspective. And yeah, so the costumes are big and glitzy and silly and absurd and floofy and yeah, great.
Oh, I'm so excited because of course Naomi is one of the feminist clown posse, and she is an amazing sewer and designer and all that. Oh, I wonder, she'll have something amazing, I'm sure.
She's got a pretty incredible outfit that's maybe something that you maybe haven't seen her in before, maybe.
Oh,
and
my
her
God.
Clown partner is also looking incredible.
Oh.
The amazing Libby. So, yeah, there's some real... You'll definitely recognise people in the show. And what's lovely about the show, and Naomi's just such a pleasure and such a dreamboat to work with, and she's so funny. And you might know her. She's an incredible jazz performer. So a lot of people might know
insanely talented singer.
But she's chosen not to sing tonight and is just doing a silent clown piece. So it's really exciting seeing her do something really different and just flying.
Oh, that is so, so cool. Hey, yeah. Tess, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, and I think this is so cool, and maybe may this be the beginning of many, many more performances.
I think it is. I think my clown teacher used to say, something is coming, and I think something is coming. We're going to see the clown posse will ride again.
Tess, it has been an absolute pleasure. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thanks, Liam. You too.
And that is Tess Waters behind the Feminist Clown Posse. An amazing performance. Let's hope there are many, many more opportunities to see them.